On New Year's Eve, 2011, 20-year-old Dominique Corder was visiting his grandmother on the near north side of Indianapolis. After midnight, he noticed an unfamiliar car parked in front of her house. According to police reports, Corder went outside to ask the driver to move his car, and a shot was fired. 45 minutes later, Corder was pronounced dead at Methodist Hospital. He was a quarterback for Central Lakes College in Minnesota and had no criminal record. His was the first homicide in Indianapolis last year. The shooting suspect, Mark Price Jr., pled guilty to carrying a handgun without a license and aggravated battery. Price is serving time in prison. Corder and Price were both 20. But in the past decade, Indianapolis police officers recovered more than 1,200 guns from people under 18 during arrests.
That's how it was in the hood. Everybody had guns. They come and go, just like money and like people, they just come and go.
Anthony is a teen serving time at the Pendleton Juvenile Correctional Facility for shooting someone. To protect his identity, we are using Anthony's first name. He said that in his neighborhood on Indy's east side, gun ownership is a way of life. Okay. So if you're a teenager in Indianapolis, how much can you expect to pay for a gun? These teen inmates said that they had spent anywhere from $20 to $150 on individual guns. According to Major Brian Mahoney of the IMPD, illegal street sales are common.
Just like you can say that there's a street contact for buying scalped tickets, you know, there's a street contact for buying illegal firearms.
And he says the internet has made these transactions easier.
So if you're trying to get something, whether it's a gun or a fake ID card, there's always some kind of chat room or social group that you can kind of make an easier connection.
Inmates at Pendleton said they'd use cell phones, but not social media, to get guns. They worried that police were monitoring Facebook. According to Detective Leonard Nelson of the IMPD's Youth Violence Reduction Team, teens often get their hands on guns by stealing them during break-ins. His colleague, Detective Lottie Patrick, added that when parents leave guns in the home without locking them up, teenagers have easy access. Nelson said that teens have become desensitized to guns over the past 30 years.
It's out there. It's a bang-bang, shoot-em-up type of a culture among our young people. And unfortunately, there's a lot of those who don't quite grasp that it's a reality. They don't grasp that, okay, after the music video is over, you don't go to the next frame. There's a lot of responsibility. That's a life that's lost.
However, over the past 10 years, Nelson and Patrick have noticed a slight decrease in teen gun violence in Indy, and they see fewer drive-by shootings. But for Anthony, the young man serving time at Pendleton, everyday life is still a battle.
It's just, you feel me, whoever come out on top, you know, it's not my time to go. I refuse to lose. Like, I gotta get at somebody before they get me.
In his last gunfight, Anthony did come out on top, but he also ended up in Pendleton with a 2-year sentence for his crime. He said that if he hadn't had a gun, he probably would not be in prison. For YPress, I'm Peter Shirley.